come on now.
Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
Gonna throw a big party this weekend to celebrate.
Can I invite Mr. Potato Head here?
Sure, it wouldn't be a party without Potato Head.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to Friday, June 4th. Hello, Coriel.
Hello, JP.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Good morning, Husker Nick.
Listen, it's not just Friday. It is game day
for
the Husker baseball team. I'm so excited, you guys. Like, I've got I am shipping my family off to Disney on Ice tonight. And I have the house.
Shipping them off.
I have the house to just me and, like, three of my best buddies. And we're making smoked meat and all sorts of good stuff. It's going to be so fun.
Yay.
Oh, my gosh.
That is awesome.
You guys,
them off to Disney on Ice.
Oh,
and you're gonna
have
the place to yourself for
Dude,
some Husker baseball.
Dude, they have no freaking idea. Bailey's going to lose her mind. I'm actually kind of sad that I'm not going to be at Disney on Ice, because when my daughter sees Elsa, it's going to be the end.
She's going to freak
out.
Her head is going to explode. She's going to be screaming, "Mom, it's Elsa." And then all of a sudden, Moana's going to show up. Mm-hmm. And she's like, "Oh, my God, it's Moana."
She'll freak. She will freak.
And she's going to be sad because she's going to come home and be like, "Dad, you missed Maui, because I love Maui. He's my dude." So, like, yeah. This is going to be a good day, you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting for a lot of Husker fans, too. I mean, this is the first time. Shoot, when was the last time we were in a regional?
2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Because they didn't play last year. They played and they were up in the freaking bottom of the ninth and they were winning and then they gave up some runs and then they lost and it was a bummer.
Oh,
but they
dang.
Were playing great. It was 2 years ago, the last time they had a regional.
So we've had because we didn't have baseball last year. We just didn't have baseball last year. So
yeah,
gotcha.
Ersted's last season, and then they did good. And then because we set out my driveway that time too. That was fun. I love sitting in my driveway, put a TV in the back of my pickup truck, have a cooler full of beer, just sit and hang out.
It's really nice that we can do that kind of stuff like now compared to when I was a kid, it was sitting in the driveway. They just had the radio on. My dad would bring out like extenders to the speakers and they would just sit in the entryway basically to the house. And so you'd have to like climb over the speakers to go inside. Because that's all they had for entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
Was you sitting in the driveway and listening to music?
Listen, yeah. When I was a little kid, we used to do all the Chiefs games on Sundays. Because where I grew up, like in Kansas City, it was like maybe, I don't know, 4 blocks from the stadium.
Oh, wow.
So on Sundays, they would block off our street, and we'd have like a big street party.
That's badass.
And they'd have the speakers out, and we listened to the Chiefs games and stuff, and it was pretty cool.
That's cool. What you got going on this weekend, Coriel?
Oh, well, we have a wedding to stop by, a friend's birthday, some golf. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're like golfing?
Oh, no.
She just rides around the cart
riding the cart and drink. Sometimes I don't even drive the cart.
I think you'd be great at golf.
Oh, that's very nice of you to say.
I do think so.
You got the base for it.
Whoa.
What is that?
Because you're supposed to sit down in it when you're getting ready to swing.
Okay.
And get that booty out there and sit down in it and sit
yourself. I just think, but the problem is what happens when you have like too much base?
No, I think
then I think that that maybe hinders your ability to play. No, I'm just kidding. It totally doesn't.
It worked for John Daly.
It did.
John Daly.
JP has zero butt, and he's a good golfer.
Yeah, I handle my own.
Whether you have a butt or not shouldn't really determine whether or not you can play golf. I think my problem is that I just I need to be good at everything.
Oh, you like to be good at everything?
Yeah, and so when
really?
I
would have never guessed that about
and
you.
When I immediately fail, I'm immediately turned out for the rest of my life.
But you stayed in radio all this time.
Coming up with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
I'm in a mood today.
God, look, I can tell.
I'm so excited. Ooh, I'm in such a good mood. That was really good.
That was good. That was really good.
All right. Thank you. Today is a free fun Friday. We will have a redneck review of The Devil Made Me Do It, The Conjuring. We'll get you ready for Husker baseball tonight. Out of context contest. We've got fake news. Jungle John will be in studio with us.
What? He's in?
He's back.
Yes. Oh, my. That's almost too much sex appeal to have back in that studio.
Mm-hmm. Right? We will play a round of Coryell versus PB and pickle sandwiches. And a lot more coming up.
Get up, y'all. This is JP Coryell and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kicks 96.9.
Well, Coryell doesn't think it's summer, but everybody else does.
Coryell doesn't want it to be summer. Right. She's poo-pooing on fun.
That's okay.
Whatever.
That's not the case.
Driving around with the windows rolled down, the music cranking.
I just want you to know, we said yesterday how you hate summer and fun.
Yeah.
And your boyfriend Jackson texts JP and I and said, nailed it.
I know that's a lie. I know that's a lie.
He was like, nailed it. And I was like,
because I don't think I've ever heard him say that phrase.
He just types it.
Oh, he just types it.
Being that we all kind of live in a rural area, when was the first time you drove something, Coryell? Like a tractor, car, something like that? When you were, under the age of 15, you know,
Well, when I was three, I used to like turn the wheel on my dad's like old green Chevy.
Okay. How about you, Husker Nick?
An ATV.
When I was really young. Probably less than 10. My dad used to take us on a dirt roads, and I would sit on his lap while he did the pedals, and I drove.
Yeah. That's kind of the rite of passage.
Yeah.
For a lot of people.
Yeah.
I was three doing the same thing, Nick, so don't feel bad being less
than 3?
Don't be bad being 10.
I'm trying to imagine Bailey driving my car right now.
Well, that's a good point that you bring up there, because something like that happened because two sisters really wanted to get their summer tan started early. The girls took their parents' car and set out to drive from Utah to California for a beach vacation.
Okay. Nice.
They're 4 years old and 9 years old.
Oh, what? My. That's pretty much my children.
Right.
That's Carter and Bailey.
So, oh my God, that's Carter and Bailey going on a road trip.
The adventure began
frightening.
And ended on Wednesday when the girls took the keys while their parents were sleeping. They managed to get on the highway and on their trip before they bumped into a pickup truck. The driver of that vehicle called the police and started following them, saying, hey, you guys might want to catch up to me. I'm on highway, whatever. I've got two little kids in a car driving down the highway.
Oh, my. I have the Rugrats on the run.
Right. Kind of has that feel to it, doesn't it?
What the heck?
And I'm telling you, my children would pull this crap, too.
Please tell me the 9-year-old was at least the one driving.
The 9-year-old was driving. The girls, unfortunately, ended up in a crash with a semi-truck.
Oh, my God.
Luckily,
the airbags went off. Both kids wearing seatbelts, and they're fine.
My goodness.
But this is a reaction from the cops when they were there.
Like some ladies tasty. Like their meat raw.
No, that's not it. Here's the cops.
That's what the cops said.
No, here's the actual reaction from the cops.
Okay, like I said, all my 3 years are okay.
She's driving?
And oh my God!
Luckily enough, the kids are just fine. That was the end of their journey. The parents had no idea about what was going on until the authorities called them to say, hey, your girls are on highway whatever.
Nick, what would you do being woken up to a phone call telling you that Carter and Bailey were driving on like the interstate headed towards like
figures?
Kearney?
I would just be like, that figures.
Yeah. You'd be like, this again? Dang it.
I would be like, well, how did Bailey convince Carter to do this? Is what my 3-year-old daughter would be the mastermind behind.
That's right, because Carter's on the straight and narrow now. Bailey still has to figure it out.
Juggernaut, on the other hand, let me tell you.
So,
chip off the old block. So,
unfortunately, they have to spend their summer in the backyard versus going to California to get their suntan.
are watching the Backyardigans because they are of the age group should not even be
right
near a vehicle.
So, but, I guess moral of the story, put your keys up. And,
well, yeah, if you have maniacal children.
Right.
I would have probably tried to do the same thing.
I'm not surprised by that at all. That's why I asked you what age are you driving the car.
I would try.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
I did do something similar when I was 15, but I was very smart about it.
You stole somebody's car?
No, I took the car into Syracuse to the SureSave there to buy groceries and stuff, and then I backed out, hit a bumper, and knocked out my light. And so I did all the research to get it replaced by the time my parents came back from vacation.
Yeah, and steal is such a direct word. Like, there's other ways.
It was my vehicle. It was my learning car anyway, so it was mine. It's just I did not.
Okay, that's pretty smart.
Your learning car? Diabolical.
Yeah, it's going to be my car when I go.
Our test driving car.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you are. Coming up, we'll get you the nitty-gritty for Music City and good things, too.
Wake up, wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
We've got country star cameos, how becoming a dad changed Jordan Davis, and a possible Dolly road trip.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
How would you like to get a specific message from one of your favorite country stars? Like a video message.
Husker Nick?
Yes, Husker Nick.
Country star. That's it.
Besides
country music star, not country radio star.
More specifically. Country music. There are several country music stars taking part in the Cameo Goes Country fundraising effort to benefit the ACM Lifting Lives COVID-19 Response Fund. So now through June 30th, you could actually get these cameos. You could buy them for like a friend, a family member, whatever. There are like 25-ish artists in this campaign. That includes Carrie Underwood, John Pardy, Jordan Davis, who we've got a story on him in just a few minutes. Brandon Lay, Lauren Lena, Kip Moore, Maddie and Tay, Florida Georgia Line's Tyler Hubbard, Trace Atkins. Like, it all just kind of, like, covers the spectrum of country music here. So,
dude, if Sam Hunt was in this, I would totally get one for Rival Dad, my best friend. They would bro out. It'd be so awesome.
It would be awesome.
All he'd have to do is just call up and be like, you've been working out, bro?
You've been working out, bro?
Hey, bro. You've been working out. Get to the gym, bro.
I would send one to you from him, Husker Nick. That way you could cherish it forever.
From Sam Hunt?
Yeah. That way you could cherish it forever. Forever.
In between listening to his amazing country music. Yes.
It might just be a little too much for you.
It would be a lot.
Jordan Davis and his wife are expecting their second child, a baby boy, in September. The singer admits his life has changed dramatically since welcoming his daughter Eloise in 2019.
I'm very blessed to have Eloise, and to have, you know, another baby coming in September. You know, it's tough to put into words, like, the change of becoming a dad. You know, it really is an instant change in just your outlook on everything.
Which I think is actually really sweet, because Jordan Davis, I think, actually, I'm not sure if Jordan Davis was a big party animal or not. But
he looks like it.
He looks like he liked to hang out late and have a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
And that kind of, that might sound weird, but, you know. I know, I'm just saying, like, you know, things change when you have
kids. It does. It's a whole
From what I understand,
world.
I would
It's mind. Awesome. It is amazing. Best thing I ever done.
So there can be a road trip coming up in 2023. Okay. We have to wait a little while, because obviously 2023.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But Dolly Parton is building a new 302-room resort in Dollywood.
Whoa.
So we 1,000% need to plan a Kix road trip.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go hang with Dolly.
Meg on Middays, she probably already knows this information, but she's a humongous Dolly fan. I think she should be our, like, our pioneer of it all.
JP, we could do that for your 50th birthday. Is that your 50th birthday?
No, it's not.
Damn. It's almost your 50th birthday.
Almost, but not.
We could do that for like your last year of 40s birthday.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Go to Dollywood. I've always wanted to go. I've never been.
Let me look into it.
Halfway to a hundo. That's what the party will be.
Oh my gosh. Jeez. Dolly Parton also has a bluegrass album coming out a little later, she said, and launching a brand new fragrance this summer.
She is busy.
She's a busy, busy bee. With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Corey L. with Kix 96.9.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Corey L. and Husker Nick Show.
It's time to share people doing good. And if you've got a good thing, let us know. Facebook, Twitter, KX969 with the title Good Thing. We will be glad to add it to the growing list of good happening in the world. Facebook, Twitter, KX969 to be a part of the show. Now it's Keith Urban of Pink. It's K.
This is JP, Corey L., and Husker Nick.
In the morning. On Kix 96.9.
Tell me something good.
Every weekday at this time, we get some good things. And if you've got one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Corey L., what's your good thing today?
My good thing, because we crumb on Florida quite a bit, is about a 7-year-old boy in Florida who's being hailed a hero after he swam ashore to get help when his sister and dad got swept away by a current.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they anchored the boat on St. John's River in Jacksonville, Florida. Okay. And then the two kids, Chase, who's the 7-year-old boy, and then his sister Abigail, went for a swim with their dad. But all of a sudden, Abigail, who usually just like hangs on the back of the boat, had to let go because the current was super strong. Uh-huh. And then it all just kind of unfolded from there. The dad jumped in to try to get her. And then, yes, the current was very strong. It was a very, very sad ordeal and very scary ordeal. But it turned out okay. Chase, 7 years old, swam to shore. It took him like almost an hour.
Wow.
It was very brave of him. I mean, seriously, this wow. it was a big feat for such a small child, and everyone's doing okay, so that's good.
That's very
that
good.
Is yeah. an amazing story.
Unreal. Yeah.
That's wild.
Tell me something good.
Husker Nick, a good thing.
All right, I've already told you guys today is the day that Husker Baseball takes the field to get ready to go to hopefully Omaha. The path to Omaha is in front of us. But for those who have not had the pleasure of watching this team, here is the players you're going to be excited to watch. Spencer Schwellenbach. He's the first baseball player to be named Conference Player of the Year since 2005. One, Alex Gordon won the Big 12 Player of the Year. Max Anderson, he is the fifth player in program history to be named a Conference Freshman of the Year. And then Will Bolt, of course, in his first full season, Coach of the Year. Your Huskers are good. Watch them tonight. It's going to be so much fun.
7 o'clock on ESPN3, right?
Yes, nice. ESPN3. It's a free app you can get. I think you just sign up for ESPN's Insider or whatever. It's well worth it.
Absolutely.
Most people have that anyways.
Yep. Sweet.
Tell me something good.
My good thing is that tomorrow is one of the days people will be enjoying quite a bit.
Dollars to donuts.
Some donuts there for you.
It's a donut stuffed with M&Ms.
Eat the donut. He's always giving everybody donuts.
An offering of donuts.
It's about as doomed as my donut habit.
Maybe he needs a donut.
We need donuts.
Yay! Donuts!
It's National Donut Day tomorrow.
Yay!
No, it's today!
No, this is tomorrow.
Friday, June 4th.
Really?
National Donut Day 2021.
It actually should be today.
I know it's today because my kid, that's the only reason that he didn't stay home with me is because it's National Donut Day.
Oh, okay. Well, then, hey, this is the prep is wrong and National Donut Day is today.
It is wrong. Google it real quick. Type in Donut Day.
It really is today.
Okay.
It's today. I got you, man. This is what teamwork does.
You. All right.
Teamwork makes the teamwork.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Go to Krispy Kreme. You can go get yourself a free donut. To all guests, no purchase necessary. An even better deal, though, if you've been vaccinated against COVID-19, with proof of your vaccination, you get an additional free original glazed donut, and this deal continues until the end of the year at Krispy Kreme. Dunkin' Donuts guests get a free classic donut with the purchase of a beverage, but they also have their National Donut Day apparel collection.
Oh, sweet.
So you can get totes, T-shirts, sweatshirts, all available at National Donut Day. And then, if you haven't heard, DiGiorno Pizza... they're hosting a Twitter sweepstakes for a chance to win 6 DiGiornuts,
is donuts like
stuffed
donuts,
with mozzarella cheese and topped with cheese and pizza toppings and DiGiorno sauce.
I mean,
I would try that.
So go follow DiGiorno on Twitter for your chance to get in for DiGiornuts.
Nice. I would try DiGiornuts.
Right?
I think it's just about Coryell, tomorrow's National Moonshine Day. I want to shout that out.
Every day is National Moonshine Day.
Oh, my God, it is.
This is just a few good things going on this day.
Coming up next.
Yo! This is what's next with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
It's time to go back to the movies. And this one you for sure want to see in theaters. Or not. We'll find out from Cooter Bosiva's coming out with a Redneck Review. first Luke Combs. It's Kix.
When I wake up, ooh, wake up.
Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Tell you what, man, dang on. It's the Redneck Movie Review. It's the Redneck Movie Review. I'm a redneck and I review the movies too. It's the Redneck Movie Review. With me, Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Moe Cephas.
Yeah, all right, y'all. Now listen up. This week we got a new movie, but before we get to it, I got to tell you about something I saw earlier today. I was watching this here feed and... that Coriel Thomas, my little cow pie, had herself a blue wig on. Girl, you were hotter than a goat's butt in a pepper patch, let me tell ya.
Cooter Bocephus.
You were looking good, girl.
Oh, goodness. Well, thank you, Cooter. Thank you.
I mean, you know, I had to throw it out
okay,
there.
Looking. Okay, okay.
Yes,
Cooter.
Uh-huh. I got a hankering for that blue wig you got there. You look cute, girl. Anywho, we got a new movie this week. It's called The Conjuring. The Devil Made Me Do It. If you've been waiting for a good, scary, old-fashioned, just frightening movie, and you felt like, boy, they ain't come out with the Conjuring movie in at least a year, don't worry. They got another one for you. Here's your preview.
Hey. You okay there?
Jesus.
I think I hurt someone.
This is Ed Warren, here with Lorraine. All right, let's get started.
Residents of Brookfield were shocked this afternoon by the broad daylight murder of Bruno Sauls.
The court accepts the existence of God every time a witness swears to tell the truth. I think it's about time they accept the existence of the devil.
Whatever is going on, whatever happened that day, that was not Arnie.
It's a witch's totem. We think your family was cursed.
Oh. And that connection's still broken.
Wow, that sounds scary.
Y'all, this movie's scary.
I think I'm afraid.
Right. Y'all, this... These here Conjuring movies are good. They're scary. They're fun to watch. You got some good actors and actresses in there. And for that reason, I'm going to give it 5. Bags of pork grinds. That's right, 5. Because maybe I'm a little overzealous because I'm excited to get back into them movie theaters. Get on down to the Grand Theater and check them out down there. I know those lovely people working down there will be very excited to hook you up with some of that tasty popcorn. And, of course, they always got the wonderful bar open down there, too.
Yeah.
If you ain't ever had their pizza, I'll tell you what,
so
it is. It's tasty.
Ooh.
So go check that out. It's like thin crust, super tasty.
And they'll deliver
super
it right tasty. To your seat, too.
Yes, they will. And they do a great job down there if you're still a little nervous about, you know, seating and all that. They do a good job, but also, I mean, hey, man, get out and go see a movie. All right, hey, I'm Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Bocephus, and I may not be able to read credits, but I know how to watch, like, a Conjuring movie that comes out about every 6 months. They got a new one. It's good. I know which ones are good and which ones ain't.
Next. With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, we'll get you what's trending, including the Tiger King movie. That and your chance at Kicker Country Stampede tickets.
Wake up, y'all.
Nowhere to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
On Kix 96.9.
3.
The U.S. Olympic swim trials are going on in Omaha.
Oh, boy.
The CHI Center. That is now through the 20th.
Sweet.
And tickets are available, so if you'd like to go up and watch that.
Really?
Yeah. You can actually go check out the U.S. Olympic swim team trials.
That's
well, because they first didn't think they were going to have the crowds being able to be there to be a part of it. So now it's like, hey... Tickets are available, and they're not too expensive. So
I bet
go up and see that.
I bet seeing divers do their thing live is probably pretty fantastic.
Oh, I'm sure it probably is. So if you'd like to get tickets, again, go online, Ticketmaster.com, to check that out. Husker baseball takes center stage tonight, 7 o'clock.
That's tonight?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Oh, stop.
Okay.
Did you guys see Mojo, who's been on the team for 19 years?
He's 19 years?
Feels like it. He's been here forever. Mm-hmm. Like forever. But his name's Mojo. Mojo Hagee. He's awesome. He tweeted out last night, battleships are safer in port, but that's not what they're made for. Oh, yeah. Let's go. I'm so excited.
He's ready to fight. So they take on, is it Northeastern?
Yep. First time ever playing that team.
Okay.
They're a good team. Small conference. You know, hey, Big Ten champs, just go take care of business.
Right.
And then they play. Arkansas is the number one seed in the entire country, so they got an uphill battle here, but doesn't mean anything. Nebraska's one of the best two seeds in the nation, probably should have been a one seed. So I would, if I was Arkansas, I'd be mad.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I know we're looking at it from a Husker perspective, but could you imagine being the number one overall seed and getting like one of the top two seeds that you're going to have to play?
Right.
I would be furious if I was Arkansas.
That's a scary thing to have to prepare for somebody like Nebraska coming at you like that. So, again, what is it? ESPN 3, right?
Hey, Coriel, yes. Coriel, will you do me a favor?
Yes.
Will you, tonight, when you see your boyfriend, try to take that saying.
Okay.
Try to make that saying about battleships are safer in port, but that's not what they're made for, and like whisper it in his ear and see how he takes that.
Okay.
Just be like, battleships.
I'm writing this down. Yes. This is on my to-do list.
I need you. I want to see
I'm not sure that it'll really make a whole lot of sense.
Just kind of wink at him afterwards, but, see what he thinks.
Well, that can make some sense. Yeah, we can make that
but
make sense.
That's not what they're made for.
Ooh.
And then see what he does. He might be running upstairs.
I think he'll run away, but okay.
He'll run upstairs. There'll be a trail of clothes behind him. He'll be like, whoa.
I'll start leaning in, getting really close, and he'll be like, What are you doing?
He'll pull out the spray bottle that he has on him at all times to squirt you away. Yeah.
Stop.
That's funny. So, Husker baseball, 7 o'clock tonight, taking on Northeastern. ESPN 3 or at a sports bar or grill anywhere in the state of Nebraska.
Gotta beat the brakes off of those guys. Let's go.
Let's go.
One!
If he ever had an enemy in his life, it was Carol Baskin.
Carol is the Mother Teresa of cats.
We will in private possession of these cats.
This is my way of living, and nobody's gonna tell me any other way.
I might have to rewatch that show.
I know, right?
Oh, man.
That was the funniest thing I've watched in a long time.
Tiger King's truly one of the most amazing things that have come out of the pandemic.
Like the only good thing that came out of the pandemic.
And now Dennis Quaid is jumping on the Tiger King train. He has signed on to play the reality show producer Rick Kirkman, the guy with the fedora and the smoker's cough.
He's the guy you heard in the beginning that was like...
Carol
Baskin.
So that'll be a part of the Peacock Network, which is NBC, a limited series titled Joe Exotic. He joins cast members John Cameron Mitchell, who's going to play Joe.
Don't know who that is.
Kate McKinnon from SNL, who's going to play Carol Baskin.
Which, she'll be great as Carol Baskin.
A very popular casting unofficially on Twitter prior to. I still think it should be Drew Barrymore, but Kate McKinnon will absolutely kill this.
Well, maybe the people who are doing the Nicolas Cage version of King should grab Drew Barrymore.
Okay, so there's two separate series going on at the same time.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage is doing a Tiger King one too.
So is it just like a race to see who has the better series?
Right, yeah, whoever can get their series out
because they're
first.
Not both Peacock.
No, Nick Cage's is going to be on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
So he is set to play the Tiger King on Amazon Prime.
And it's like, hey, let the people decide.
Wow, right.
Something tells me, though, the quality of the one with Kate McKinnon and Dennis Quaid will be better. But the one with Nicolas Cage will almost be better in the way that it's such a train wreck.
Like, more ridiculous, for sure.
And also, it's Nicolas Cage.
By the way, thank you to you, Coriel. I've been trying to figure out if we were to cast a movie about our silly morning show, who would play you. 100% 51st Dates, Drew Barrymore would be your...
Really?
That's who I would cast for you.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And not like 100%. Amy Schumer or something?
No.
Okay, good.
It'd be Drew Barrymore.
I always get kind of like annoyed when people say
you
that.
You have like a Drew Barrymore sense about you.
Wow, thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Oh, you're being so nice to me today.
It's buttering you up today only.
If you watch,
here's what's next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick show.
I take this as a massive compliment. My wife says Brad Pitt from California, where he's a redneck serial killer.
Yeah,
that's who would play me. Well, I was like, oh man, no, thanks, lady.
That version of him.
I gotta drop about 30 pounds, but yeah, let's do this. Right. Can we give him a dad bod and then maybe we got a chance? Let's do that thing.
Well, you know,
let's burn that candle.
There's kind of a resemblance there.
He's got a beard. Yeah. I have a beard.
Yes, a beard.
Coming and he wears up. Hats.
We'll play Out of Context Contest and hook you up with some Raisin Cane's. It's Kicks.
What the heck were you thinking?
Really, I would funny. Just beat the brakes off that pumpkin. Just so you know.
What in the world were you thinking?
I will be your forever poop donor.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What were you thinking?
Oh,
waiting
no.
for the day she pops a question.
Oh, no.
Hopefully over the radio.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I miss what you think it means.
I know that was like 2 weeks ago, but that's still one of the best ones.
It's one of the best ones. It really is.
It is time to play Out of Context Contest. It's a ridiculous game where we pick audio, Husker Nick does, out of the show, out of context, and gives you an A, B, or C answer. And you can win your way to 2 Raising Cane's combos for free.
So for free.
If you'd like to play, 466-9696 is the number. We need 3 of you to jump on and play Out of Context Contest. So 466-9696. Get hooked up on a free, fun Friday.
Come on, man. Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
What the heck were you thinking?
Really, I would funny. Just beat the brakes off that pumpkin. Just so you know.
What in the world were you thinking?
I will be your forever poop donor.
Thank you. Oh.
You're welcome.
What were you thinking?
Oh,
waiting
no.
for the day she pops a question.
Oh, no.
Hopefully over the radio.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I miss what you think it means.
Can never get enough of that one. So
God, I'm it's sure such a good one.
Oh, rotate it.
Is it?
Either that or the poop donor one is probably the 2 best in the last couple of weeks. It's time to play Out of Context Contest and hook you up with some Raisin Cane's. 2 box combos could be yours. And we've got Kim, Christina, and Chris all playing the game. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
All right.
Got to turn down your radio in the background there, my friend.
Listen, just on your phone, we actually got our audio fixed. So.
Did we? Are we sure?
Well, I'm pretty sure.
Fingers crossed here.
All right. So we'll Husker try. Nick, take it away.
All right, so super simple game. We took some audio from the show Out of Context. We're going to play it back for you. I'm going to give you an A, a B, or a C as possibilities because I know, you know, look, if there's like 3 minutes a week you miss of the show, might be those 3 minutes. It's okay, no big deal.
Right.
So we'll give you those options, A, a B, or a C. You tell me which one is correct. You keep moving on. If you pick one of the ones that are wrong, stay on the line because we rotate through. A lot of times we get back to people as we do
this.
That's
okay? Always fun.
Yep.
I know.
All right, here we go.
First piece of audio on Out of Context Contest.
Yeah. I can't go twice a day. That's a lot. Did you hear that, Chris?
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay.
She's just unimpressed.
All right. So, Husker Nick, take it away.
All right. A, poor JP. He's 54 and he has a hard time peeing already.
Yeah. I can't go twice a day. That's a lot.
B, JP, his girlfriend has said to him he needs a shower more often. He tends to sweat. He says 2 times a day showering is too much.
Yeah. I can't go twice a day. That's a lot.
Or C, not even JP and his Adonis-like shoulders can hit the gym 2 times a day.
Yeah. I can't go twice a day. That's a lot. What do you think it is, Chris?
C.
It was the Adonis-like shoulders part.
Yay.
Is that was the giveaway? I bet.
Yeah.
Probably. I would say so.
Oh, God.
All it right. does sound quiet without Little John on here anymore.
It does,
I don't know. It's like, where'd the energy go?
This is what the consultant
Where
said.
John
I guess.
All right, here's number 2.
But I like being strapped in and the thrill of it.
Oh, wow.
Does that was all about worlds of fun.
That's not true. It's A, her boyfriend installed a super cool swing in their bedroom, and it's fun.
But I like being strapped in and the thrill of it.
B, talking about worlds of fun and roller coaster. You know what? We should make a rule if you ruin it before I get to tell my jokes, you just lose.
That's not fair.
Like, I spent a solid four minutes this morning. Right?
Read them.
B, something about roller coasters and worlds of fun. Or C, Coryell going, I thought this might get people too, going to Eagle Raceway and getting to be in the pace car.
But I like being strapped in and the thrill of it.
Worlds of fun.
My goodness gracious.
Dang, Chris, yes.
Gosh, she got it before I even read the jokes.
Okay. So we got Kim and Christina waiting in the wings. We'll have to see if Chris goes 3 for 3.
Right, so let him tell his jokes.
Yeah, let me tell the jokes. I spent like 4 minutes on this, you guys.
Chris.
That's an eternity
let
for me.
Let Nick tell his widow jokies.
Here we go. Here's number three, the final one. If Chris gets it right, she wins the whole thing. If not, Christina will steal the game. Here we go. Out of context contest number three.
Like some ladies tasty. Like their meat raw. Like, I don't know. All right, A. Coryell likes her sausages from Hy-Vee with no casing on it. JP thought that was weird. He prefers the casing.
Some ladies tasty. Like their meat raw. Like, I don't know.
B. Coryell was talking. Coryell and Husker Nick are talking about steak. Some people like to have bloody steaks when they eat.
Some ladies like their meat raw. Like, I don't know.
Or C, we were talking about fish. Some people like to have fish that has not been cooked. Other people like fish that's cooked.
Some ladies tasty. Like their meat raw. Like, I don't know.
I tried to say so safe with this one, by the way.
I'm so proud of you.
For the record, I did not want to get called into the principal's office this morning.
Again.
Chris, what do you think it is?
I think it's the raw steak.
It is. You nailed it.
You nailed it, Chris.
You are awesome. Wow.
Oh, good job.
Nice work, Chris. You cleaned the slate right there and
Nick,
won the whole thing.
And Nick, you got to say all of your options, A, B, or C. Good job.
He looks so defeated.
Internally.
He made such a big deal about it was going to be on today.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We got to make a big deal.
Well, Chris, congratulations. You got some box combos from Raising Cane's just for playing along with us.
Great, thank you.
Hang on the line, we'll get more details to you. And Kim and Christina, thanks for sticking around.
Thank you so much.
Out of Context Contest.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick Show.
Coming up. Normally, we're not allowed to do food challenge stuff on the show.
Well, it really isn't a challenge.
Because of you.
Because of me.
Because of you.
He's puking.
We got a different kind of challenge coming up for Coryell.
Uh-oh.
Involving peanut butter and pickles.
Are we making her read something?
Nope.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Yeah, you got that yummy.
Oh, that's right. You don't hear this part, do you, Nick?
Yeah, Nick's not on with us after 9 o'clock on Tuesdays.
That's right. This is the intro.
Is that your intro
Tuesday.
Music?
Yeah.
That's for her Tasty Tuesday intro music.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I thought that was Sam Hunt's new song.
No, it isn't.
It's not Sam Hunt's new song.
It is not.
That is Coryell's
country
theme music for Tasty Tuesday.
Tuesday.
That's where we got started with like the grilled cheese sandwich challenge and some other things that we've done with that.
Any excuse to talk about food and eat food, honestly, except for this backfired horrendously on me today.
It did backfire for you because you were the one who brought to everyone's attention that peanut butter and pickle sandwiches aren't a thing. She doesn't...
aren't a thing. I don't know. I was confused. Right. And then apparently it is...
So yeah, so this is the audio from Tuesday.
So tell us on Facebook KX969.
All right,
okay.
I
need you to comment and tell me if you have one heard of this or tried it yourself.
Okay, so and when we have so many people that have,
oh my god, okay,
many people that have, then we're gonna make you do it.
Oh my god, okay, fine. If we have more than 15 people and say they've tried it,
okay. A peanut butter and pickle sandwich.
I'm glad I wasn't on. So my family down in Missouri, they like to eat these.
Oh, very
really?
Good. See? Mm-hmm. See, it's more
than a peanut butter sandwich with like the dill pickle, right?
That doesn't help my case out any. Yeah.
They do that. So
it was hard to decide, but some people said the bread and butter, like the sweet pickles.
Yeah.
And then other people said it had to be dill. I went with dill.
I've always gone just dill.
I'm going dill because if it's sweet and like the bread and butter ones, I like legitimately might vomit.
So
because I hate
what we came up with.
Pickles are so gross. I feel so.
I love pickles.
You.
Is we want Coriel to try this, but like we also. Snooki. What's that?
She's like Snooki.
He calls me Snooki.
She walks around with the dill pickles.
Oh, that's right.
From
forgot about that.
Jersey Shore.
From Jersey Shore. So we want Coriel to eat, at least try a peanut butter pickle sandwich. But we thought we'd make it a little bit more interesting by asking her questions, are you smarter than a fifth grader style?
Really?
So
do you hate me?
No, wow. We enjoy you.
Coriel, you have a degree from Doan. You'll
yeah,
be
you've
fine.
Got a college degree.
Doan, isn't Doan like the Harvard of the Midwest?
No, I probably wouldn't say that ahead of time. If I do really well, you can remind people that well, I got a degree
so
from Doan.
I'm pretty sure.
But I
like,
don't know that I want people to know
your
that.
Your Doan education is about to be like put out there for the public.
Okay, that's a college degree.
Either after this is over, they're going to be like, man, she graduated from Doan. Or they're going to be like, anybody can graduate from Doan.
Is there a way to retract a diploma? Like, is there a way they can reach out and say, I'm so sorry, but you
that's a possibility.
Need to hand that back?
What we'll do is we're going to ask Coriel some questions, and every answer she gets wrong, she has to eat more of the sandwich.
Okay, so you're asking me...
So here,
I'll
give you an example of the site that I found with Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader questions.
Oh, no.
True or false, the human shoulder is a ball and socket joint.
True.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Just watch me on the video. I think pickles are gross.
No,
I got
cheating.
Your back.
You
no cheating. Come on,
I got your
man.
Back.
Sabotage me. I'm not
doing
that.
I'm not cheating.
I don't believe you.
Don't help her. She's
I don't believe
do
you.
I just helped you
own.
With that one.
Okay, so we're going to play, is Coriel smarter than the fifth grader?
Kicks Morning Show page, then.
Yeah,
let's do
on
Kicks
Facebook. Facebook Live? Okay.
Yeah,
Facebook
KX
Live.
Mornings. Well, we might as well.
Yeah, just put it out there for everybody to see. So we will play it Facebook Live here in 3 minutes as Coriel eats a peanut
great.
Butter and pickle sandwich.
Coriel, you're going to do great. You won't have to even take a bite.
Wake up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yummy.
It looks delicious.
Does it, though?
Yeah.
Sounds gross.
I would eat the whole thing right now, but we got to use it for you to be Facebook Live on the Kicks Morning Show page.
JP, is there a food you don't like to eat?
Coconut. I hate coconut.
Really?
You know
like
what?
Even like coconut water?
I like
or
coconut
like
water
coconut
and coconut
alcohol?
Rum. Coconut water, coconut rum. It's the texture of the coconut. I just... Ugh.
So like coconut shavings on like a donut?
I
gross?
I won't eat the Caramel Delights from Girl Scouts. I don't like that. That's gross.
Okay.
So that's the one food that I won't eat.
So that and Garfield 2, one movie you hate.
If and we, Big Top Pee Wee.
That Big... What?!
It's a terrible movie. The first one's the best. Second one's terrible.
They're both
oh, the
great.
Second one. Okay.
All right.
They're
so anyway,
great.
It is a food challenge, not food challenge, because we're not eating it super fast.
Ooh, Peter Pan's the best
and
peanut
yes,
butter, too.
Hey, corporate.
Yeah.
This is not a food
challenge.
It's
not a challenge. Food challenge. She's eating it at regular pace.
I'm just eating my snack on camera.
Right.
This is actually more of an intelligence challenge than it is a food
We've also
challenge.
Been told by Nadia Coriel, you have to try pickles and peanut butter. It's her favorite snack.
Just dip them in there. I told you, all
just
my cousins...
Just dipping them
what,
in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what my cousins do, man. All my lady cousins, they all like that down in Missouri. That's what they do.
So, we're on Facebook Live.
You're getting a little more redneck right now.
On the Kix Morning Show page, if you'd like to watch Coriel... tackle
oh, throw up
fifth grader questions.
Rock 'em horns.
Yes,
dude.
Let's do it. And see, I like go. These things separately. Can I just say for the record, peanut butter, I like it separately.
Right.
Pickles, I like them separately.
That's fine.
I'm not a huge fan of peanut butter, though. But
I would suggest to you
the two together
sometime. Try putting spicy Doritos. JP's had this.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
on
it's
really
there,
good.
On your like, on your peanut eat. Butter sandwich. Yeah. I can put it in
well,
the
you
bread.
Can miss me all the way with that
so,
idea.
So, Facebook Live.
Girl, you don't understand. Stand what you're
okay.
missing.
Facebook Live, the Kix Morning Show page. We're going to give Coriel, are you smarter than a fifth grader questions?
Oh, my God.
So am I allowed to help her or
no? No, you're not allowed to
no,
help.
No, because I don't believe that you won't sabotage me. So
well, then I might help you to see it to so you'll say something else.
So we're going to give her the questions, and every question she gets wrong...
Jay says, let's go, Coriel.
She has to take a bite of this peanut butter pickle sandwich. If she gets all of them right... Then she only has to take one just to try
I'll
it.
Take one. I will take one bite for the purpose of doing this.
Exactly.
Then you have to eat the full thing.
Here we go.
Ooh.
This is from first grade English.
No,
I thought it was smarter than fifth grader.
Well, that's the game.
She's been dialed in.
Okay.
She's been dialed in to fifth grade questions.
Here are the questions. Okay. How many nouns are in the following sentence?
Oh. Do you remember what a noun is?
Yes.
It's an action.
Here we go. The rabbit ran to the cafeteria and ate a big salad. How many nouns are the following in that sentence? The rabbit ran to the cafeteria and ate a big salad.
Three.
Is it two, three, four, or five?
Three.
It's three.
Is correct.
Yeah. I graduated with a journalism major.
We're going to jump
so
to...
So she can count.
We're going to jump to third grade science.
Okay.
What unit of measurement is abbreviated OZ? Is it ounces, pounds, liters, or oblongs?
Ounce.
Man, Coriel.
I'm killing this.
You're doing great.
Honestly.
Wow.
Now we go to third grade life science. Which one of these is a mammal?
Okay.
A seahorse, a sea lion, or a sea urchin?
Say it again.
Which one of these is a mammal? A seahorse, a sea lion, or a sea urchin?
It's one of them that says sea at the beginning.
You can see this on Facebook Live.
A sea.
She gets it wrong. She gets to take a bite of the peanut butter pickle sandwich.
Do you really not know this?
No. See, horse? What? Is it a sea lion?
It's a sea lion.
Oh, wait. Yeah, it would be a sea
it's
lion.
It's a mammal. They breathe air.
That is third grade life science.
No. I thought like mammals have like eggs and stuff or whatever.
Like a chicken?
Like a platypus? Don't the seahorses like...
My
little
ice. Oh, Coriel.
All right, here you go. First big bite. First big bite. Peanut butter pickle sandwich. She got one wrong. You can see it on Facebook Live. Kicks.
You know what's really awesome? Huh. Listening to her chew. That's gross.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. It's one of my favorite things to hear somebody chew. Why? Oh, you don't like it? Oh. Can you keep it down?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you guys remember, for those who are listening, if you're new to the show, 1 year, JP ate. Tried to eat 12 dozen donuts and a gallon of milk in, what was it, an hour?
Yeah, and I got all the donuts.
And I got it on video.
Yeah.
He looked at me, screwed on the cap on the milk, and then puked all over our studio. I mean, like projectile.
Did you finish
vomited
it?
Coriel.
Yes, yes, I'm okay. Good.
And
we got
okay?
That video somewhere. It's so gross.
Are you good? Okay, next one.
It's not terrible. It's just I don't like the textures.
Second grade gross. World geography.
Oh, my God.
Which continent is the least populated? Asia, Australia,
God.
Antarctica, or Europe?
Come on, Coriel. Coriel, you're joking.
Antarctica.
Right? Thank
you. Oh, my God.
Man, I know. I got so it. I had to weigh my options. Oh, I didn't know if this was a trick question or not. Australia's small, kind of.
I'm going to tell you right now, somewhere the people working at Doan are like, why in the hell?
They are burying their heads right now. They're like, no, this is...
Couldn't
oh,
you
there's
have
actually
said,
like a lot of people watching right now.
She's like, couldn't you have said Concordia or like...
Here we go.
Wesleyan, okay.
More questions
not Doan.
For peanut butter and pickle sandwiches. Okay. Fifth grade astronomy.
Okay.
In the initials of the federal agency known as NASA.
Okay.
What does the first A stand for?
Okay.
Is it American... Aeronautics, Association, or Administration? You can see it on Facebook Live, the Kicks Morning Show.
American.
It's aeronautics, isn't
is it? Is
it
really?
Aeronautics.
I thought the aeronautics is at the end.
No.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Take another bite.
Ew.
Okay.
I feel so bad for you.
And we will end with this question. Fifth grade history.
Ew.
Are you okay?
Ooh, the sandwich or
no,
ooh, the
fine.
Question? The sandwich? All right. Which revolutionary leader wrote the influential Common Sense in 1776? Was it John Locke, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Paine, or John Adams?
I have no idea on this
Fifth grade history.
One more time.
John Locke,
time.
Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Paine, or John Adams?
What year was it? What year
1776.
Was it?
Locke.
The John Locke is not.
I'm gonna say Adams.
No.
Adams. John Adams.
It was Thomas Paine.
It was Thomas. I said Thomas Paine.
And so another.
I said
the
Thomas
sandwich.
Paine.
You said no. You said John Locke.
No, I had.
You did say
I had
John
a piece
Locke.
Of bread
We've
stuck in my throat,
audio,
and I said Thomas Paine.
Audio factual.
Whatever this is.
Take another bite.
No. This is terrible.
All right, well, I'm glad you came up with this idea of us.
You know what?
This challenge.
Man.
I'm glad people like this.
That's so gross. I feel so bad for you.
You can have it all. So there you go.
You can have it all.
Coriel has had the peanut butter pickle sandwich. Are you going to hand it over and I'll just finish it for you?
Yes, you may.
All right, cool.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is what's next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Is it okay?
Not terrible. Coriel,
I'll make you a peanut butter Dorito sandwich.
Yes.
Okay.
And you'll be happy.
And they're extra spicy.
More free fun Friday coming up. Headline of Kicker Country Stampede, that is Luke Combs.
Luke Combs!
It is the biggest party of the summer. And since Husker Nick can't be there, how about we give you his tickets?
Yeah!
I already gave away my tickets on... Couples Therapy?
It was Couples Therapy.
I don't remember which one it was.
It was Couples Therapy.
Because we've got extra tickets. That lady in there, she was a fireball.
Hold on, let me just look in here really quick.
Do we have extras?
Hold on.
Do we?
Hold on.
Because if we do...
I'm looking up.
Is there extras?
Let's do it then.
What?
Yeah, we can do another pair.
So we'll just do another pair.
Might as well.
So if you'd like to get to, you know, getting right. If you'd like to go join us for 3 days at Kicker Country Stampede with Luke Combs, Ashley McBride, Gabby Barrett, Maddie and Tay, Sammy Kershaw, Aaron Tippin, and this guy Sam Hunt, we've got your chance to win. Caller number 20 is going to the show. All 3 days at Kicker Country Stampede. Yes. Caller number 20,
466-9696.
Thank you, Coriel. Your chance to win with Kicks.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
On Kicks 96.9.
And congrats goes out to Megan Heiser. She got herself a pair of tickets.
Yeah, we're partying with Megan at Kicker Country Stampede.
So keep listening for that Stampede cue to call for your chance to win. Something else for you guys here. This is either creative and romantic or borderline creepy.
Ooh.
Coriel, you're an expert on creative and romantic. JP, creepy. You two should be able to figure this out fast.
Okay.
Here we go. So some woman named Carmen found out her boyfriend was cheating.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
So she broke up with him.
Yeah.
Blocked his number and blocked him on social media.
Do it, girl.
The guy has denied that he cheated and he wanted to keep pleading his case.
Okay.
But he was telling the truth.
Right.
And he didn't actually cheat and she just blocked him and all that stuff.
She blocked him on everything. So there was no way to reach out to her except through Netflix.
Was he changing the names?
They were still sharing an account, and Netflix allows up to 5 profiles that show up side by side when you launch the app.
They do.
Oh, no. This is awesome.
So he kept changing the name of each profile to write notes to her.
Like, Carmen, will you please forgive me?
Right. They live in Mexico, so it's in Spanish, but the first one translates to, I swear I'm innocent.
Okay.
Another one says, I love you.
Oh.
And talks about her ignoring him. And then the third one, please talk to me on WhatsApp.
I think this guy... She had it all wrong.
He wants to plead his case.
Right. It's not clear if she ever called him, but it doesn't sound like she took him back. But is that creepy or is that actually kind of creative or romantic?
I thought it was creative because he didn't say creepy stuff, though.
Right.
He was nice about it. He's like, you know, just trying to plead take me back, I love you, all that kind of stuff. If he'd have been like, I miss the smell hair, then I'd have been like, okay,
I think
creepo.
It's creepy. I would have been like, what did you not get about me blocking you on everything? You think I want you to try to communicate with me through the TV?
But he said he didn't cheat.
Well, okay, then I'm stumped.
You're stumped.
I still think it's creepy that he did that.
She might have been wrong on this one.
Right.
Or she could have been right, and he was just playing her like a fiddle.
Well, either way, that's, I guess,
okay, question. Yeah. Let's role play here for a second.
Okay.
All right.
But you get really excited about that.
Coriel,
exercising my theater brain.
We'll pretend like this didn't actually happen. So Coriel keeps sending letters and stuff to Jeff Goldblum, right? And Jeff Goldblum is like, hey, stop it. You know, we're not going to date. I'm sorry. You know, it just ain't going to happen. But you have access to his Netflix account. And you start changing the titles of his things.
Yes.
And you're like, hey, Jeff Goldblum, I love you. Hey,
I
Jeff
want,
Goldblum,
I
we're
want
soulmates.
To give you a bubble bath.
Yes.
Okay, that's
is that creepy,
creepy
or not? I don't know.
Give you a bubble bath?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't I want to give Jeff Goldblum a bubble
right.
bath?
Right. She's going to prepare a really nice bubble
him,
bath.
I want to draw him a nice bath.
You're going to come out guns a-blazing with, I want to give you a bubble bath.
I want him
no,
to
she
relax.
Didn't say it like that. Hold on.
No, compare. you made it creepy,
yeah,
JP.
Yeah, compare and contrast. Natural JP is, Coriel's like, I'm so cute and innocent. Here
I want to give you a bubble bath.
See?
That still sounds creepy.
No, it's not.
No,
I promise you. I promise you. If JP, you called 10 ladies randomly and said it how you did, or if Coriel called 10 dudes randomly and said it how she did,
I'll give you a bubble bath.
She's 10 out of 10. They're in. Yours.
So
you're
if I say it,
cops call.
So if I say it differently, kidding. Like so, if I say it like this, hey girl.
No.
I want to give you a bubble bath.
No!
Oh my God! He looked
JP,
right at
it's
you.
Friday.
He looked right at you.
I can feel it. I can feel it, Nick. I am not looking at him in his eyeballs.
No.
I can feel it.
Oh my God! I bet you can.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Bottom line: the TV communication was creepy.
Okay. No, it wasn't.
Creative, but creepy.
That's not creepy.
But I do have ideas because I'm going to do that to everyone else's profile that uses my login.
You should mess with them, yeah. Come on, Free Fun Friday. The nitty gritty on the way.
When I wake up, ooh, wake up.
Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Let's see. What's in the news today?
Fake news. I can hardly
wait. And it was Steph who wanted to take on Coriel. Good morning, Steph. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Happy Friday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to play the game here. We'll give you some headlines. You just have to tell us which ones are real, which ones are fake. We start with this one. Headline number one, Minor League Baseball Team Holds Topless Tuesday Event.
I'm going to say that's fake.
I'm going to go true.
And Steph will be right. It's fake. Although, that would be...
Well, how I thought you maybe it was that. Like a play on words or some type
like
of,
a play on words.
Of food that was...
So what, like topless
something
guys
that has
get
a top
to
on
free?
It, you take the top.
Like the old burgers with without the top bun on.
Maybe, or it's like bring your drive your convertibles day.
There you go, topless Tuesday. See, we're giving the Salt Dogs
ideas. You win a convertible.
Well, I don't know if they can afford that.
Well, but. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
All right. Headline number two, restaurant customer served battered fried towel.
Ew.
Is that a real or fake story?
I hope fake.
I'm going to go true.
It actually is true. When you're eating out, there are forgivable mistakes. And then there's this. Jobali is a Filipino fried chicken joint.
Okay.
In the mood to enjoy a taste of it, Ali Perez put in an order for delivery.
Okay.
Well, things went south, however, when one piece of the meal couldn't be bitten into or even cut with a knife. It turns out someone in their kitchen somehow dropped a towel in the batter and then deep fried it.
How do you not realize that? What was it, like a shred of a towel? That would be a huge right? clump of
probably,
something.
Probably like you know, like a hand towel that you would use if you're back in the kitchen
that's
cooking.
That's massive.
Still a big piece. After Ali's social media post went viral, Jobali made the decision to close the store for 3 days to review compliance and procedures and retrain their staff.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you kind of need some retraining.
Your staff is deep frying towels.
Right. That's not good at all. That's not going to get any good customers. All right. Final headline for fake news. Man locks his head in a cage to quit smoking cigarettes.
I'm going to say that's true.
I'm going true also.
So, 42-year-old Ibrahim of Turkey was so desperate to quit smoking, he decided to put a metal cage around his head to stop him from lighting up.
No.
He did it because his father unfortunately passed away from lung cancer because of smoking. And every birthday, he promised his family not to smoke anymore, but he could not achieve that.
Okay.
He would consume 2 packs of tobacco a day before designing this original cage for his head.
2 packs a day?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really in the throes of it.
Right. Now, every morning, he goes to work with a cage on and leaves the keys with his wife and eldest daughter.
Does his workplace let him just wear this cage around his head?
The device does not prevent him from seeing or even drinking water through a straw, according to a video from a local TV station.
Okay.
Initially, his family found his... appearance ridiculous, but later they realized that in his case, it was the only way to a healthy life.
Okay, but if you can still drink, can he still smoke?
No, apparently not.
I just don't understand that.
So, although at the moment not all the neighbors are used to his helmet, the spectacle of seeing him walking through the streets enchants the children of the neighborhood.
That's the guy that they hire at Top Golf to chase the balls.
It's the guy with the cage on his head?
Right.
Wow.
I mean, just put some padding on him, and then the rest is fine.
You'll be fine. All right. Well, Steph, thanks for playing along with us. And
thanks for playing,
have a great
Steph.
Weekend.
Thanks, guys.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. Waking you up every morning.
Kix 96.9.
Well, I don't know where Coriel went. Maybe she got hung up by the bunny that's going to be in studio. So I'll just carry this for you, and we'll get this.
Hey, Dad. You want to have a catch?
Guilt you into getting your dad something special for Father's Day. That, one of the best scenes ever in the movie Field of Dreams. So if you haven't thought of it, because more often than not, dads get looked over. Mother's Day, yeah, because they gave birth to you. They took care of you through everything. But Dad was there too. So don't forget Dad for Father's Day. How about $1,000 for Dad? It's real easy to do with $1,000 for Dad from Nutrition Authority and Kix. Get to our website, kckx.com, because Father's Day is just a couple Sundays away. So if you haven't done something for Pops, you got to do it. Win him $1,000. You could actually log in daily and get that as well. The more days you enter, the better chance you have to win, powered by Nutrition Authority and Kix. So Father's Day coming up here real soon. Make sure you go do something special for dear old Dad. Yeah, I've got friends of mine texting me like, oh, God, why'd you play that scene from Field of Dreams? If you get a chance to do something special for Pops for Father's Day, go online, kckx.com, to get him $1,000 from Nutrition Authority and Kix.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Well, I'm going to go try to track down Coriel because we got to get Jungle John on live with us next and more coming up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
Jungle John broke out his big handsome lizard.
Oh, are you going to catch my snake?
Nope.
I mean, it's not a snake. It's a lizard. It looks like a snake.
It's a weird thing to say. Why not holding a snake?
Husker Nick, when I walk in here, my brain kind of gets scrambled.
The Skittles is drawing my hot body.
We love to have Jungle John with us, and it has been since, what, February?
February 2020.
February 2020,
15 months.
That Jungle John has been in studio with us. We've had him, luckily enough, being at the zoo on camera with us on Facebook Live. And now he's back in studio. Welcome back.
It's awesome being here.
We're so glad to have you back.
It's great. Feels like good old times again.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
And so you decided to bring in the biggest bunny you had to celebrate.
I brought in a big bunny. She's a big, big girl.
She's a big bunny. Big,
this is Madame Maxine. Okay, all about 17 pounds of Maxine.
Massive.
She's so cute.
She's a Flemish giant rabbit. Okay, and she's pretty adorable.
She
and
got
the kids,
big butt.
Kids absolutely love her at the Critter Outpost.
Right.
They love meeting Madame Maxine.
Or full-grown adults, because I just want to cuddle her.
Yeah.
Or I wouldn't stop touching her.
It's because she is big and soft and
super
fluffy.
Super adorable.
And she's very, very gentle. Nice, she loves to get scratched between her eyes and between her ears. She's a really, really
she
good
is
girl.
Very, like, calm.
She is. You know, they were raised for meat and fur production, but don't tell her that. Okay.
Okay. No. She was raised to become my best friend.
Yes. There you go. And she has thousands of friends at the Critter Outpost, and kids come up and say hi to her at the Lincoln Children's.
Yay.
Just such a star. And you know what? She's big hops, you know?
Yeah.
And we're going to have lots of hops later on this
that
month.
Is
at
right.
Bruise at the Zoo?
You give the girl a bear.
Goodness, that
exactly.
is back, too.
Yes, June 26th, and tickets are flying off the shelf, okay?
Okay.
We got AM/FM playing that night. We got the whole zoo open. We got local brews, local wine, local, all kinds of local stuff, including Sody Pop and water if you don't imbibe. So
Sody Pop.
Sody Pop. And the zoo's going to be wide open. And if you want to drink a beer and keep your feet in the splash stream to keep cool while you listen to music, you can do that,
okay,
too.
Don't tell that to Husker Nick, because he literally will just sit He
might bring a lawn chair.
Not even a lawn chair. He's just going to bring in, just sit, plop down right there on his tushy.
He likes to strip down to his underwear and cool off, and they're like little kids too.
That's like the point of it is to keep people in the zoo and having fun, not drive them away.
That's true, because it would not be a pretty sight at all.
No.
But Bruce at the zoo, we're bringing them back this year. We're going to have four of them this year, June, July, August, and September. Yes, sir.
Yes.
We got a big, brand new, big green space for it with a big tent. We've got a great stage and lighting and everything, so it's just going to be a great evening of Brews at the Zoo, and tickets are going fast.
And this is for 21 and over.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's an adult night at the zoo.
Right.
Great date night. Okay.
That is true. It's actually a pretty cheap date night.
It's a cheap date night. You know, we aim from 21 to 81 when they come to this Brews at the Zoo.
Heck yeah.
It's just a lot of fun going around the zoo, enjoying sipping, chatting, music. It's gorgeous.
And animals.
Oh, the zoo at night is wonderful. The zoo and the animals are so happy. The giraffes will be hungry.
Like the nocturnal ones will come out and participate as well.
You'll hear the peacock and all kinds of fun stuff.
Oh my gosh, is there a peacock in here?
There is a peacock. It's a big old bird.
I sounded just like it.
So, Brews at the Zoo. Go to LincolnZoo.org. Get your tickets. The zoo, you know what? And the zoo is open every day.
And the weather's beautiful this weekend.
It is zoo weather. Yeah, perfect. It is perfect. No tickets needed in advance. Walk up to the zoo.
Yay!
Come on.
Yay!
I love that we're getting back to normal.
Thank you. Normal is so important. And get your membership too. Best bargain
in
town.
Can I touch Madam Maxine?
You can come over and touch my big fuzzy bunny rabbit. Yes, you can.
Oh, wow.
Okay, come on over, girl.
We have not missed those. No, careful there.
There you go.
All right, so you can see on Facebook Live, Madam Maxine, the 15-pound Flemish giant bunny rabbit.
Oh, don't make fun of her big tushy.
No, I'm not making fun of her.
We should actually take a photo back-to-back, Coriel's tushy and Madam Maxine's tushy, which is a better tushy.
Wait, hold on. Why is it so much softer?
Why is that so much softer?
Yeah.
It's because she has different areas around her neck that she will pull out the hair and make a nest for any many potential babies.
Oh, wow.
It feels different than
extra soft.
It's really, really soft up there.
Very cool.
It really, really is.
All right. You can see Madam Maxine in the outpost, the critter outpost at the zoo and on Facebook Live.
Go to LincolnZoo.org. Get your tickets. We're open every day, 10 to 5, Wednesdays till 8. And I'll see you at the zoo.
She made it from one of the big things today.
Hey, you know what? It's Friday. I'm squirrely.
I get it. So we have actually multiple big things for you today because there's a bunch of tickets on sale and a bunch of tickets you want to grab.
Yeah. Well, Disney on Ice runs this weekend still.
Yes.
So if you want tickets for Disney on Ice, you can go to KZKX.com. I saw a bunch of pictures from my friends
from last night,
and their families too that went.
It was adorable.
And, yeah, especially the kiddos too. That it was just like full on magic for them. So that's awesome. Concert tickets on sale too. Florida Georgia Line as well. And that's at CHI Health Center.
Correct.
In October. And then coming up is also Logan Mize at the Bourbon Theater.
Yeah.
You can get tickets for both those shows today.
Oh, they're on sale today.
10 a.m.
So, minutes.
Like minutes away.
Okay.
Yeah, or also just sign up to win free tickets also. You can try your luck at that too.
We got that too for you. So KZKX.com. You win all those tickets.
KZKX.com.
Right? All right. Well, we hope you have a great weekend. If you missed any of this show today, you can catch it on our podcast at KZKX.com. You can also catch it on Facebook Live. See Coriel take on the peanut butter and pickle sandwich challenge.
Or don't.
No, it was absolutely funny.
We didn't ask Jungle John about that question.
We'll have to do that bonus.
We forgot to talk about the mammal question I got wrong.
Yeah, thank you.
But you can review that yourself if you want on the KX Mornings Facebook page.
And then Monday, we'll be back with more tickets to Kicker Country Stampede. That'll continue actually here throughout the day today, too. I'll have your chance to win, and Rob, too.
Even more.
And then Monday, and Make It Right Monday, involving sisters and babies. So we'll be ready for that coming up Monday. Have a great weekend.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Waking you up every morning.
Kix 96.9.